from Psalm 108.
Praise God.
You folks didn't realize what beautiful shirts I have. I'm distracted myself. Lord have mercy. From Psalm 108. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and answer me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off? And will not thou, O God, go forth with our hosts? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Praise the Lord. The psalmist David is saying some wonderful things, much like the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Here he is saying, O God, my heart is fixed. When the Spirit of the Lord moves upon you, whatever the situation, just say it. Praise the Lord. Just say it. Say it unto the Lord, say it unto whosoever will. Because the Lord put it there, and the Lord wants it spoken. He wants his name exalted in what you have to say, just as what David had to say. Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? We love you, Lord, and we thank you for your precious word, and ask you tonight to speak to our hearts about your soon coming, your now coming. Speak to our hearts, Lord, for our hearts may be unrepentant, Lord. Move in our hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Precious Lord. One ship goes east, another goes west by the selfsame winds that blow. 'Tis the set of the sail, not the gale, that determines the way we go. And we can all say amen to that bit of prose and poetry. God's winds are blowing upon the earth today. And I refer to the fact that war is seemingly inevitable. Not to frighten you, but to establish you. The psalmist is saying here, I don't care which way the winds may blow. Oh God, my heart is fixed. And I don't believe that we can be assured because we have certain secure things in our lives, and we have our families, and we have our jobs, and we have our church, and after all, bombs have never fallen. Bombs have never exploded in America, and so forth. Our only hope is in the Lord, isn't it? Our only hope. God help us. The setting of the sail begins very early in life. And I want to tell you, I'm getting used to preaching, if but for a short time, to children's church on Sunday morning. And I'm going to just continue. Praise the Lord. The setting of the sail is very early in life. With half of what you will ever know firmly fixed in your mind by age 3. Think on that. Some actually believe that education begins, that more is learned in the womb than we really realize. Young life is so impressionable. I truly believe that more children are learning more from what Pastor Akers does in his pulpit than even the teenagers over here. If they don't understand the theology of repentance and restitution, they certainly understand a lot that's going on, the atmosphere in which it's done, the joy or the solemnity of the Spirit's moving in our midst. And I thank God for that. Later in life, all of these things will come to bear upon the person. Praise the Lord. The person will become settled like cement in a mold. The person will become as unbending as granite. Whether it's good and righteous on one hand, or whether it's bad and evil on the other. What a marvelous heritage you have, fellows and girls, as you grow older. Because all you've heard and all you've seen will set your sail, truly. And the time will come when no winds will be able to prevail. And you will continue on. I referred to set like cement and unbending as granite. And that's the way it will go. Every year of our lives causes us to be more settled, more determined. We'll either be more settled and determined for God and for His church and for the course of a spiritual life, or else it'll be exactly opposite. My heart is fixed, the great King said. He was not born to royal family. This fellow David began his career as a shepherd boy, didn't he? Guarding his father's flocks in the Judean hills. It was because of that experience that later on he exclaimed, "The Lord is my shepherd." Praise God. I hear occasionally from folks that have drifted away from glad tidings for one reason or another, and they invariably say, "Pastor, I haven't ever been able to find a church like Glad Tidings." And they're talking positively about the good effect that this church had upon their lives. Praise the Lord. Do you suppose the time will come when these fellows and girls will say, "You know, had to leave Glad Tidings, had to leave Houston or whatever, but we're still looking for a great church like Glad Tidings."
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Before he was weaned, David had been blessed, and I'm speaking of his heritage, in the advanced school of theology. David didn't realize that he had all of these good things going for him, but later on he would realize it, and he would rejoice in the Lord, and he would say, "Everything around me is sinking sand, but my heart is fixed. Everything around me is chaos, but my heart is fixed." You just can't trust anybody anymore, anyhow, but my heart is fixed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. David's words, "My heart is fixed," might well be the words of the man that is lost and dying and on his way to hell. Because, as I said, one way or the other, a man grows either more established in the things of God or more definite in his appointment in hell. Amen. There is a saying that the older a person grows, the more he or she resembles the place they're going. And there are a lot of hearts that are fixed. Just look around you. And there are some heavenly smiles on the faces of great saints. And I want you to know that the reprobate man looks indeed like the place where he's going. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Daniel, in the days of his youth, remembered his Creator with such zeal as to pray how many times a day? Yes. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about raising up the window toward the east. I'm talking about lifting up his voice and praying and calling upon the God of his fathers. You see, he had delivered them, and the God of his fathers would deliver him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. His heart would not be defiled with the things of this world. Has anybody heard from Daniel recently? Well, I did. And he still won't bow. Praise God. And he still won't bow. Praise the Lord. His will was like steel. Precious Lord, he overpowered the opposition of hell against his young life, and you can do likewise. Amen. His convictions were so powerful that he could stand amidst the ravenous lions. He endured the taunts of friends and neighbors. Praise the Lord. And brought a king to his knees in prayer, confessing God Almighty. Yes. Awesomely. I was reading this week that it is a very traumatic time when a child enters into junior high school. That it is one of the most traumatic times for a young person. What are we talking about? Grade what? 6, 7, and 8. Is this true? Did you experience such? Well, I can imagine that today it would be a very traumatic time. I don't think that you'll experience that in high school as much as you did in junior high school. But let me warn you that when you leave home and church and go off to a resident college, or to the military, perhaps, you're in for the next great trauma. In college, or in the military. I believe if David could have his heart fixed, Praise the Lord. I believe if Daniel's heart was fixed, I believe your heart can be fixed. Let's hear a big amen.
Amen.
Praise his wonderful name. John Oxenham wrote this beautiful bit of prose. To every man there openeth a way, and ways, and a way. And the low soul gropes the low. And in between, and the high soul climbs the highway, and the low soul gropes the low. And in between, on the misty flats, the rest drift to and fro. But to every man there openeth a highway and a low. And every man decideth the way his soul shall go. Beautiful. I just love that piece. I've had it for a long, long time. I keep it handy. Amen. How many of you have Ralph Wood's book, Treasury of the Familiar? A great old book about that thick of prose and poetry, and I read every night and I enjoy. I'm going to bring out some of it for our Joy Fellowship next time, the Lord willing. Anyway, I'm preaching, aren't I? About a highway, but there are low ways. And we fix our hearts with choices. Big choices and little choices, as I said this morning. Precious Lord, and that's the way we go. We go with fixed hearts. You ain't going to change him, preacher. I don't care what you preach. And that's the truth. Only the Holy Ghost can change that reprobate heart and mind. Oh, I'd rather preach to changed minds. I believe that Jesus would. Praise God. Because he can do so much for ready and willing and open hearts and minds. Bless the Lord. Praise God. The graduation speaker says, you're the master of your destiny. You are stronger than your choice. But whenever he was buried, the minister said over him, his choice became his master, and he became its slave. For the most part, man is the creature of his choice. Heaven or hell may be had just for the choosing. But once the die is cast, the marching years move along and they seal our destiny. Praise God. I've determined I'm going to serve the Lord. I believe that I can say nobly, my heart is fixed. I wonder if you can say the same. I remind you again, I've been preaching on sin, and Babylon represents sin and all that sin is. And I preached to you about, praise the Lord. Help me think here. Armageddon. How could I forget? Well, I've prepared several more sermons since then. God. Praise God. And our Lord is coming. And I'm using the word now. Our Lord is coming now. I don't believe that it'll be after anything else happens. I believe that our Lord is coming now. Praise God. I believe that a lot of things are going to happen in the now of my life. But I believe his coming is going to be the first to happen. Amen. It's not hard for me to fall at old-fashioned altars of prayer and call out upon the Lord. Because my heart is fixed. I don't have to go through the, is anybody hearing me? I may say the wrong word, and singing the songs of Zion. I love the old ones, brother, and I love the new ones. But I can just open up my mouth and sing unto the Lord and not be afraid. Praise the Lord, because my heart is fixed. I can give, and I can give joyously to the work of the Lord, and I can be involved in witnessing. And so much is behind me, and that's what's called having your heart fixed. And of course, because the heart is fixed, boy, those members of the body come around. Praise the Lord. You get that heart fixed, and those arms, and those legs, and those lips, and that mind, and on and on and on. Those members of the body come right on in to focus, to glorify and lift up the name of Jesus. Is your heart fixed? Don't you wish your heart was fixed? Thank God for Holy Ghost conviction that speaks to us and says, you know what you need to do? You need to get your heart fixed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That stability that came from my parents, that stability that came from my church, when I sat right where you're sitting and when I prayed at old-fashioned altars and I listened to sermons and sometimes I dozed off even. I didn't mean to make that confession, but I might as well. Precious Lord, I'll tell you one thing. I might have dozed off sometime, but I believe I was the first one to hit the altars. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Sammy Davis used to sing the damnable doctrine of humanism. I gotta be me. I gotta be me. The Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm so grateful for His mercies, aren't you? What are you doing to shape the destiny of your eternal soul? And not yours only, but those of your family and your children. Amen. The old song we used to sing, and I called Brother Wood this afternoon because I knew he'd have the words. And he called me back a few minutes later. My heart is fixed, O God, on Thee. My eyes are now on things above. From worldly yokes, praise God, I'm free. My heart o'erflows with joy and love. Will you stand with me, please? Fixed heart. Praise the Lord. Praise His wonderful name. I know that teaching the Word is for information. It's for learning. There's no discipleship without it. And I know that preaching is for inspiration. I pray that my message can inspire you, will lift you up. Praise the Lord. It will if you can say, my heart's fixed. But if you can't, you need to head for this altar right now. You need to come. Revival can begin in your heart and life tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. How about it, friend? If Jesus were to come before you finish that first sandwich and that first glass of punch or cup of coffee, and we're all just standing around, you know, what a great time we're having, and the place is beautiful, and oh, the cake, and we're honoring our Sunday school staff. Isn't this beautiful? They deserve all of the honor. And right in the middle of it, right in the midst of it, the Lord comes. Praise God, and fixed hearts are on their way. In the twinkling of an eye, fixed hearts are on their way heavenward. Praise God. Praise God. I'll tell you, I'd just soon wake up in heaven in the morning. For that eternal day, I'd just as soon wake up in heaven and the phone's not going to ring at 7 o'clock. Amen. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I pray, Lord, if there is anyone here tonight whose heart is not fixed, in the name of Jesus, give them the courage and the grace to come right now, Lord, to the altar. To come right now and to pray and to seek and repent and believe God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us that freedom just to step out and come to Jesus right now. Precious Lord, as we wait a moment for you, dear friend, only God knows, and you, of course. Won't you come? Step out and come. Jesus loves you so. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise.
My heart is fixed, oh God, on Thee.
Praise.
Won't you step out and come? Precious Lord Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Precious Lord. Somebody said in a news report, we have become a nation of gamblers. A nation of gamblers. We will take our chances. We'd better not be taking our chances tonight. I'm trusting the blood of Jesus, cleansing. I'm trusting a fixed heart. A clean life. I'm trusting in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I don't think I'm gambling on my eternity. I know I'm not gambling on heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is there someone else who'll come tonight? Come and praise the Lord. Jonathan, you and Bill, come over here and pray for. Pray for these boys. Pray with these boys. Praise God. Amy, you and Kendra, come on. And come over and pray with these girls over here. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone else tonight? You'll come. Come and let's pray. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to dismiss you now, but some are in the altars, and if you would like to come and join them, please do so. We love you, Lord, and thank you for the day. Thank you, Lord, for the inspiration of your word. We feel lifted up in your presence, Lord, and we rejoice that our hearts are fixed. Thank you now, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as we go into another week of our lives, should Jesus tarry. Be with every individual and every family of our church, I plead and pray. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Enjoy the fellowship. Glory to God. Thank you tonight, Lord, for these that are in the altars praying. We love you, Lord Jesus.